AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A hearing has ended in Georgia on whether Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case because she had a relationship with a prosecutor she hired to help put the case together. More from our Norman Hall.
Attorneys for Trump and his co-defendants told Judge Scott McAfee keeping the DA on the case threatens to undermine the public's confidence.
Generally, when there is an ethical standard, that's something that goes beyond an actual conflict, right?
Willis's office, meanwhile, said the defendants have failed to provide any evidence of any financial benefit to Willis from the relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. I'm Norman Hall.
The first rioter who entered the U.S. Capitol during the 2021 insurrection has been found guilty of interfering with police and obstructing Congress. 45-year-old Michael Sparks of Kentucky will be sentenced in July. Blizzard conditions in the forecast for the weekend in the Sierra Nevada, which could see up to 10 feet of snow in areas like Lake Tahoe. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain says heavy snow is hitting now, then Saturday, then Sunday.
And intensifying once again Sunday night. So there's going to be at least three distinct waves of extremely heavy snowfall over the next 72 hours or so across the Sierra. Finally, by Monday morning, a break.
It's wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. Some 500 structures have been destroyed. Danny Phillips in Stinnett says the damage is extensive.
As our neighborhood burned, it was pretty awful.
The White House says the U.S. military will participate in airdrops over Gaza to get food and other necessities to Palestinians suffering from the effects of Israeli strikes. The NASDAQ hit a new record high, gaining 183 points. This is AP News. After spending some 30 years on death row, Daniel Gwynn is a free man in Philadelphia.
I'm going to go home and have a good meal with my family. No prison food.
Gwynn, as heard on KYW-TV, had been charged with murder in an arson fire, but his confession was deemed invalid because he was high on drugs. A New York man has been sentenced to 25 years behind bars in the killing of a young woman who wrongly pulled into his driveway. Our Ed Donahue reports.
Kaylin Gillis was riding in a caravan of two cars and a motorcycle in the town of Hebron, New York. Her car mistakenly traveled down Kevin Monahan's long driveway.
I think it's important that people know that it is not okay to shoot people and kill them who drive down your driveway.
Judge Adam Michelini scolded Monahan for showing no remorse. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
At the heart of the climate crisis lies its real problem, wealth disparity. In Just Earth, Tony Juniper proves that inequality is the main obstacle blocking action, and it has been for decades. Available from Bloomsbury Continuum, wherever books are sold.